In this episode of the 21st Century Classroom, in tiny Randolph, Vermont, students are turning digital audio producers, complete with a CD release party and plays on local radio. And they're doing it in school.
I'm currently working on a more trance piece, if you know people, Dead Now 5, he's a trance DJ, and he makes kind of more trancey song. It makes you like get upbeat, but it's also kind of like you're lost in the world. That's what I'm working on right now, and like it's very, has a lot of synths and pads, which is all like, very airy.
Randolph Union High School has begun offering a digital music class that uses a technique known as project-based learning to support students in learning about music, technology, and more importantly, how they best learn in a classroom setting.
Well, usually we come together in the beginning of class and do something together. Maybe we'll analyze a piece of music, share some of our music, talk about tempo, chord progressions. But then we kind of branch off and either work in collaboration with each other or alone. And that's the time when you really start to like need to be like your mind goes into its creative space. And I think something I really struggle with sometimes is like that writer's block sort of thing. And I think if anybody or like any other students experience that while writing music, it's a really real thing and it's hard to overcome and it can feel really frustrating. But if you have somebody to collaborate with and like say, hey, come on, will you listen to my piece? It can be really helpful to get other people's input and like really help move along the creative process.
Sounds great. I don't know if I like it.
What is this?
Her song. That sounds great.
Dude, that's awesome.
Does it sound okay?
Yeah.
I just like don't know what to do next. Like I have this section, yeah. But like I don't know where to go from here.
Raymond Cole is teaching Randolph's digital music course as part of the school's focus on project-based learning. Project-based learning is a type of personalized learning that fuses student passions with concrete actions in the world. Students begin each project-based learning cycle by focusing on an idea they want to bring to life in the world, creating meaningful change.
My name is Raymond Cole. I am the the music teacher here at RUHS, Randolph Union High School. I teach grades 7 through 12, and I teach jazz band, concert band, choir, digital music, and then a 7th grade general music class. I have done music technology in the past at other schools that I've taught at, and it's been a really big part of my musical growth since I started kind of like doing music. I thought it was really, really cool being able to teach a project-based learning class at PBL. I usually teach most of my classes through projects anyways, so it kind of really fit really, really well. At the beginning of this year, I went to a week-long professional development session on PBLs and project-based learning classes and kind of learned how to teach a project-based learning class and ended up coming up with this idea and then just working backwards from it, and it ended up like working out really well.
Cool. So when you guys get a second, I like the collaboration and stuff that's going on, so help her if you need help. But start coming up with possible album titles and like ways to put the like text on the image.
Cole has found that project-based learning's focus on creating, making, and doing has changed how he approaches his role in the classroom, but not the content.
So I'm really more of a facilitator in this class than a teacher. Very rarely do I spend a lot of time in front of the students lecturing or like, you know, giving out information that way. I usually build projects that allow them to figure out the information for themselves. I ended up having our big, you know, end of the year exhibition project planned out where we were going to create a CD and then broadcast it on a radio station and kind of worked backwards from there. We started out the year basically saying, okay, this is where we need to be. What do we already know that'll help us reach our goal? And what do we need to know in order to reach our goal? I kind of already had an idea of what we did, but I wanted the students to be able to kind of figure that out for themselves. And then from there, I structured projects that allowed them to gain this knowledge kind of through doing the project. So we started out on some more basic softwares and working with loops and already like pre-made music, and they kind of had to piece together. And that way I was able to teach kind of the structures of music through a non-traditional sense. Instead of just saying, this is form and this is how it sounds, I had them say, okay, this is form, build a song using these pre-made like loops to emulate that form, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all learning through doing versus learning through like absorbing.
A key component of project-based learning requires that students undertake projects that are both personally meaningful and authentically connected to the world around them in some way. For these students, focusing on their tracks included anticipating releasing them as a digital mixtape, complete with a potential CD release and outreach to local radio stations.
With this, we have to email and talk to people, call, and like get communicating with the radio station, and it's been a lot easier to like know how to like set stuff up, like groups and parties and like releases and stuff like that. Adam, one of the students, emailed the radio station to like collaborate with them, like when do you want it to happen, when's a good time, like what's gonna happen, how do you want us to set it up, what do you need, just stuff like that.
Can I get your opinion right here? Can you just tell like right here? It starts right here. Just listen to this. I'll download everything else. Like, just press the solo.
I hope to be able to share something that like I feel really proud of and say like, yeah, I wrote this, and kind of be a little bit surprised at where I've come. And I hope to take away a lot more music theory knowledge of more tempo and stuff like that, and harmony and just music theory that I could take away to use in the traditional music world.
Meet Emma. She plays multiple traditional musical instruments, and this class is her first foray into digital music. But she's already noticed a change in how she approaches both disciplines and creative effort in general.
Okay, my name is Emma. I'm in 10th grade, and I go to Randolph Union High School. So I had been playing several instruments since I was younger. I mostly played the flute, but I do play a little bit of piano and guitar here and there. And music is just something that like really interests me, and I happened to have this period free, and digital music is something I had never really like tried out, so I figured why not take a chance, and it ended up being something I like am really glad I decided to do. Like when I first started the class, it was a little hard to share my music because music can be a really vulnerable thing, and I think I've grown though since then, like become more proud of the pieces I'm making, and yeah, I don't think that any of the challenges are bad though. And I think that's helped translate into like other classes or just life in general, like being more proud of what I'm doing and taking pride in like the creative process.
Project-based learning provides a space for different levels of learners to take enjoyment from the shared collective experience of building. In project-based learning, when you have a shared purpose, it creates something greater than the sum of its parts. Randolph Senior Max came to the class with a very different set of musical experiences and has taken a different pathway through it.
I started producing music on my own when I was in eighth grade, and I learned a couple different types of software and mostly taught myself how to do it all. I started releasing music on SoundCloud under my name and released an EP when I was in 10th grade. And then I've learned all the technology mostly on my own, and like over the course of it really got a pretty solid understanding of using multiple kinds of software. So I signed up for this PBL digital music class because I'm actually someone who's been a music producer for a long time, and it's always been a passion of mine, but it's never been something that's been taught at school and never been something that other people have really seen very many other people getting into. So I signed up for this class to kind of be a resource to help others learn and to like have fun with people who are into something that I'm really into. And yeah, so it's been really good for me in this course to be able to like help other people from through every step of the process, because we have people at every different skill level coming into this class. Yeah, this class isn't so much about pursuing my own goals, so I use a lot of the class time just to work on my own music when I'm not helping others, but I think I'm mostly in this class to really teach others what I know, and I think it's really important to have classes like this and to have this stuff being taught in schools, because it enables people to express themselves musically and actually have a platform for that and not just have ideas but not be able to pursue them. And I think that's kind of why I'm in here, is to like really make people like want to take it seriously and inspire people.
Yo, Max,
I need your help with this.
Why?
You gotta finish this mixed up.
Yeah, you just like chop it and then put the next one after it. You're like, do a volume fade.
How many songs are we
doing?
Hold
up, just lay down and try.
You're showing two during the presentation, and I'll just press play on a bunch of them before the thing starts.
And for teacher Raymond Cole, all of these outcomes are a success for the class and for project-based learning at Randolph.
With music, it's all very subjective. So success means a lot of different things. We actually had a discussion about what success was towards the beginning of the year, because some people might think success would be, you know, being able to write their own song without any help and, like, you know, all that kind of stuff. Whereas some people would find success in, you know, being able to, you know, even understand what they're doing, you know? So it really depends on the student. And I think what we ended up coming up with was success meant, you know, reaching the goal they had set for themselves before they started the project. So being able to write the song that they wanted to write or convey the message they wanted to convey, whether it's through loops or through stuff they wrote. And it's on varying levels too. So, which I thought was really cool, because each student could kind of have their own measure of success as they went. So I basically tried to sculpt the beginning of the year in a way that everybody could be successful and that everybody can learn what they needed to in order to progress. Which was really cool, because that way I could kind of take my time. Being a new teacher here at Randolph, you know, I was still like getting my feet wet with like the school and figuring out how everything works, stuff like that. So that was a really nice class, because I could tell them, okay, this is what we're doing today, and then, you know, watch them figure it out on their own versus me having to, you know, stand in front of them and then test to see whether or not they figured out what they're supposed to figure out.
Bailey is an eighth grader at Randolph, and when he joined the class, had no prior musical experience, but he's already gotten deeply into the production side of things.
I'm currently working on a more trance piece, if you know people, Dead Now 5, he's a trance DJ, and he makes kind of more trancey song. It makes you like get upbeat, but it's also kind of like you're lost in the world. That's what I'm working on right now, and like it's very, has a lot of synths and pads, which is all like very airy, and to make a track, you have to, well, we're using popular song form right now, which is intro, verse, chorus, but you pretty much, what I'm doing right now is I'm adding in the beginning, it's a very mystic feel, almost spacey, and then it's gonna have a lead up, a drop, and then it's just going to hopefully blow your mind. Obviously, I hope when we release this to the radio station, people are like, oh, this is fire, and want it, but, you know, I guess it's all up in the air, and depends what people want, and if they like it, I guess we'll go from there. After you make something, and you like it, and you hear it, and you're like, and if you show someone else, and they like it, then that's probably the most satisfying, as long as you like it, but then when you hear someone else confirm that your feeling is right, then that's probably the most satisfying.
That's a key component of project-based learning, and really any transformative learning experience, that students can have the choice of what they learn, how they learn, and why it means something.
Well, hopefully, after this year, I'm hopefully going to be coming back to this PBL. And so hopefully by then, I will have a track that I am like very, very proud of. I mean, I'm still working on my main track right now, but in the year's time, I hope I have at least a small collection of tracks that I'm really proud of.
All right. Wow. That was called Skipping Dragons. And just to summarize everything, we've had, if you just tuned in, this is WGDR Plainfield and WGDH Hardwick. My name is Stephanie. This is Personal and Political. We've had in the studio students from Randolph High School who are part of a personalized, project-based learning structure, the digital music production class, and they have put together, each of them have written at least one song, and they will be releasing a CD collection of this, and it's the group is referred to as the Galloping Circus.
I know, it's a really awesome class to teach, and I was just telling you that, like, it's awesome that I get to be a part of the class and be with them making music, as well as being able to teach the class and, like, work with them as an instructor. So I just think it's really cool. We've developed this interesting relationship, especially being that I'm so young and kind of so close to them in age, that we can work together to the point where we're all part of the class instead of just me leading them.
This has been an episode of the 21st Century Classroom, podcast of the Tarrant Institute for Innovative Education at the University of Vermont. Huge, unending thanks to Raymond Cole, Elijah Hawks, and all the students in Randolph Union High School's digital music class for their generosity and their patience. It has been a true pleasure to listen to these students and their work, and if you want to hear more of their tracks, head over to SoundCloud.com and look up The Galloping Circus. It's the name under which Randolph students released their first collaborative album, The First Act. Give it a listen.